Hi everyone, welcome to Future Wealth's podcast. Today is February 21st, 2021. The topic is dealing with higher inflation. Stocks closed last Friday in a mixed market at the end of a very choppy week. The S&P 500 logged its first weekly loss in 3 weeks. The NASDAQ outperformed the other indices as the rotation into cyclical stocks continued away from high growth tech names. Fears of inflation are possibly at work here amid the concerns that the stimulus that's being pumped into the financial systems could potentially begin to push up prices. In anticipation of higher inflation, there was a broad-based sell-off in the bond market with the yields in the 10-year note climbing. Expected inflation, which stood at just 0.5% last March, got as high as 2.24% this week. It's widely expected that inflation will be the next catalyst for a correction in the stock market. But is it the real right way to think about it? The bears will tell you that inflation means future earnings will have to be discounted at a higher rate, and as such bringing down valuations of the company and hence its stock price. But the bulls will contend that the corporations will be able to charge higher prices when inflation is higher, implying that earnings will be higher in future years than they would have been otherwise. Question is, who is right? If we step back and look at the fundamentals, there is a concept in economics called inflation illusion. It's a lopsided view that inflation reduces future earnings, but conveniently leaves out the positive impact of future earnings. And so in periods of declining inflation, investors drive the market to higher valuation. And in contrast, in times of increasing inflation, investors look for declining valuations. In the end, inflation should not have any meaningful impact on valuations. But that's not going to stop investors from being irrational. So it would be fair to expect that the stock market will likely struggle to move higher as the prospect of rising inflation gets digested. But investors would be wise to pay attention to the continued low interest rates, elevated consumer spending as the vaccine rollout proliferates, and finally a massive government support through the $1.9 trillion stimulus program. All three, in principle, should provide support to a rising stock market. Given this backdrop, when the opportunity presents itself, it would behoove one to be a rational investor who takes advantage of the opportunity to pick stock at lower valuation. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'll talk to you next week.